Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what my groupies call me, Mr. Humble. I get it all the time. I never tire of it either, by the way. Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, having a great visit, or about to have a great visit with our good friend Bill Duckerberg, Dr. William Duckerberg, Chief Economist at the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, also Professor of Economics at Temple University in the great state of Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, in the great city of Philadelphia. Bill Duckerberg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be here as always.
It's good to have you back. We're going to talk about your iIndex or Small Business Optimism, the goal, which is, folks, as you know, is... I've said many times, is the gold standard of small business research, economic research. Bill, before we do that, I wanted to talk about something else that's really got stuck in my craw. I've written about this recently. I've talked about it recently. I'm amazed at how little shame, what little sense of shame there is in Washington, D.C., as they bicker over the budget, as they bicker over the funding of the government, as they bicker over where we're going to go in the future, and they just clip around the margins and little bitty numbers, really, and then they argue about that 7 months into the current fiscal year without any sense of shame. It's bad enough, Bill, that what they're doing is completely contrary to any reasonable business manager's thinking. But to actually do what they're doing and then get in front of a camera and talk about it without any sense of shame, that's more frightening to me, Bill, than what they're doing. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. Of course, I really don't like being lectured by somebody who's never had a job.
Right.
Let
alone make a payroll.
Right, with my life. And then I get, and then, of course, one of the songs I'm hearing now is that, that all the rich people want to pay more money. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, what kind of scientific poll was that based on? Now, I know Bob Rubin, wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal a few months ago, and I blogged on CNBC about that, where he said we should immediately have the death tax put back in because we need the money. And I said, how much extra money did you send in on tax day?
Right, right.
And then my concluding comment was, I'll bet I could live comfortably on what you pay people to avoid paying taxes.
Right.
And, of course, now we got the president saying the same thing. He'd be happy to pay a little more. Well, I didn't see any extra on his tax return.
I didn't see him writing any extra money. No, all these people do this.
It really drives me nuts.
Yeah, me too. Speaking, and of course, you mentioned Rubin, which is the Wall Street connection. There are probably plenty of people out there who think I'm naive for saying this, but the collusion between Washington and Wall Street, and I can't see anything, any other way of describing it other than collusion, maybe it's been going on for generations, and I've been naive not to have seen it that much before, but clearly it's as blatant as it's ever been right now in the last 3 years. What do you think?
Well, it certainly is certainly out there, and the connections you can, the dot connecting the dots between people in the and the Federal Reserve and came off of Wall Street, the Goldman Sachs government, it's amazing. And of course, they end up having good things happen to them, and General Electric pays taxes.
No taxes on.
And of course, part of that's because it had such a bad bank. GE Credit, mm-hmm. Was terrible and cost us a fortune.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you look at where the money has gone, that has created part of our deficit.
Yep.
It hasn't gone to small business, has it? Hasn't gone to Main Street,
sure
has it?
Hasn't. And the Wall Street Journal had an article yesterday that said, that the government was going to dump the rest of its General Motors stock this year. And sure enough, like some of us predicted, the taxpayer's not going to get their money back.
Right.
I mean, so tens of billions of dollars of your money and my money and all of us hardworking people out there went to the union,
right.
Saved the union. And, of course, And guess who, you know, regular visitors to the White House are? Trump,
right.
SEIU, and
yeah.
those are the people who are charting our course in Washington.
Between Wall Street and the big unions, Main Street has basically gotten the back of their back of Washington's hand, hasn't it?
Exactly. We've been hosed.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, Bill, in a recent poll, we asked my audience which, you know, who they blame for all this. And 6 out of 10 said they said a pox on both houses.
Yeah.
The Republicans did better than the Democrats in the singular poll, but in the option for a pox on both of their houses, 6 out of 10 people chose that one. And Bill, I hope that sentiment prevails in 2012. And notice, Bill, you and I haven't said one thing about Republican or Democrat. It's a political class, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Folks, we've got to turn this around. We've got to take our country back from Wall Street and Washington. And I mean that. I'm serious about this. I'm still mad about 2008. It's 2012. Right back with the index of...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.